We are continuing in this packet, Noson Tam of Gam, part 2, packet 23. We said there are a couple of things that we didn't get to, starting on page 29, regarding Noson Tam of Gam. And the question we raised was the following. We said Noson Tam of Gam is after 24 hours. So if you have a belia in a pot, after 24 hours, there's no, the belia turns pogum. So if you would cook in such a pot, it wouldn't assa the food. Even though, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do such a thing, because there's a gzeira, eidu ben yomo, atu ben yomo, but nonetheless, it doesn't ask for the food. Right, except for that we saw the opinion of the Rashba that says that it's considered eim avatla nisil chathila, and therefore it would ask for the food. So the question is there a time frame? In other words, do we say, after a while, it's not even Noson Tam of Gam anymore. It's like nothing. And that's the question. So the Gemara says here on page 29, Hilchasa Kankanim shall over the Chacham Achad Yud Beis Chodesh Mutarim. If you have Kankanim, those are vessels that the goyim used for wine, and after 12 months, they're mutter, meaning the tam, so to speak, goes away. So this is the first source that we have that maybe there's a statute of limitations that after 12 months, maybe the tam goes away. And maybe that would imply, we'll have to see, that there's no gzeir even. This is discussed a lot about, late Rabbi Berzon discussed it, about people who have an old set of dishes, right? I told you, everyone has this old set of dishes from some non-from relative that's been sitting there for 15 years or 25 years, and no one knows what to do with it. So the question is there a concept that it's after a year, there would be a possibility that maybe it's okay, assuming that even if they're, you know, as if you assume it's klicheres, so you can't cash your klicheres, or maybe after a year. Rav Bari holds that a lot of these things, if they're glazed, which usually they are, you know, so then the glazed ones were never bolei in the first place. The glazed ones are never bolei in the first place, and then they never became treif. If you don't assume like that, then there's a question of, is there a 12-month, at least if it was 12 months, maybe. So there's a famous tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. So let's see on page 30. He says, "My civic there is Barzel Shebishul Bachamitz." So you had a kedera made out of iron or whatever that they cooked chametz 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago before Pesach. So now it's already 2 years. So it hasn't been used for chametz like within 2 years. If a haisa nikiya and it's clean. And after 2 years, achar avor shtei shanim bishluba bePesach. So they made a mistake and they used it for Pesach. V'yesh min haTalmidim shebikshu leAsor haMisbashal. So some say, well, you know, it's no same time of Gam. We know that the Ramah sheet is that no same time of Gam is what? Is mutter on is mutter, but on Pesach the Ramah sheet is that it's aser, right? We said it's machlokas mechaber Ramah. If you cook with a chametz dikapat on Pesach, whether it's aser or not. So yesh min haTalmidim shebikshu leAsor haMisbashal bePesach mitam dekaymalon. So then it should be aser because it's for Pesach. Amarti lahem toim atem. He says, so the Chacham Tzvi said to these Talmidim, you know, you're mistaken. Toim atem. The im ki divrechem afim bishlu b'kedera acha zeh elef shonim. 23. That even if you would have cooked in it 1,000 years ago. So that can't be. In other words, if you're saying that 2 years ago, it's still aser. So then 2 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, he's taking it to the extreme. That if you would cooking it 1,000 years ago, it also should be aser. And he thinks that's, you can't say such a thing. Zed dovar she'ein hadas sovalto. So he says, alavada yeshir ledovar. He says, it has to be that there's a shir. It can't go on forever. That no same time of gam is also forever. Vatzim shekozul zal, chavis yayin shedivko. So what is the shir? So then he quotes Aval on the next column on the left. Aval hamia yeshli rayas berush ta'acha yud beis chodesh mutter. He says that he thinks that after 12 months it's not even osin tam of gam anymore. Be'efshar dafilu chathilu mutter lavashol bahem la'acha shnei mosar chodesh. He thinks maybe after 12 months, even lachatchila, he the kaimalon, the chametz shecharcho kodem zmano, because we know the halacha is that if you have chametz, that you charred it before Pesach, so it's nifsal, mutter lachar zmano. So then it's mutter, because when Pesach came in, it was aser. Because it was al, tafil bachila, mutter, tahaki, tahavaki afra. And even the ones that are aser bachila because of achshavei, eno lakevim shemiskavim lechol also shari achshavei. V'od the davka b'charcha v'lo sorfa l'gamrei. V'lo sorfa l'gamrei at she'en aroi l'kelev l'kuleyam v'aser. U'v'kankanim shal akum kaimulon Miyashnon Shneimah Sarchodesh. So we see that we have a din that that 12 months, the treif receptacles, the treif casks of wine, after 12 months, it's so mutter. So maybe they say the same thing over here. Because if you have a real piece of chametz that before Pesach it's nifsal, so now it's mutter on Pesach. Hanoah, achila, okay, maybe midrabanan, you can't eat it because of achshavei, but it's mutter. So if you have a belia from 2 years ago, 10 years ago, and now you use it on Pesach, chora, it should be ready like chorcho kodem zmano. So this is what he's suggesting. And if that would be the case, it should apply at first glance to treif food also. As if you had a non-fur relative. And again, if you only like everybody that you have china that's glazed, it's not bolei at all. So then you don't even need this. But if you want to say that that it is bolei, so then so maybe if it's already wasn't used for 12 months, it should be okay. So then he says he's not so sure. That's his original natia. But then he says on page 31 on the left, "V'im tomar ma'ishna gabe yayin nesach, the pshidulon demutu l'chatchila, lacha yud beis chodesh." But on the other hand, the Gemara only speaks about it by Yayin Nesach. It doesn't speak about it by other things. So the minkara milsa tuva bein toch yud beis chodesh lebein achayid v'chodesh. So he says, the following. He says, "Vayayin nesach." What would you, if you used it, the kelim of yayin nesach toch yud beis chodesh? What would be the din? So he says it would be aser. Toch yud beis chodesh. Kaviyai nesach afil b'diyevel lo sharinan toch yud beis chodesh. So why is that? Why is that? Why do you think that is? No, what do you say?
Within 12 months?
Yeah. What would you use it within 12 months?
Why does it take a whole year for it to go away?
So he's saying it's awesome. Ah, but it's no sin time of gum. But it's no sin time of gum. So what is he assuming? By Yayin. He must be assuming that one knows in time of Gam. By Yayin is what? Is also. Why? Why? This is an Issa Mashu by Yayin Nesach. Right? So he says, by Yayin Nesach, it's usher before 12 months, because he's an Issa Mashu. So then, if you hold like Tosis, that whenever there's an Issa Mashu, there's an Issa of Nosin Tam Lufgam also. So then, before 12 months, what's the halacha? It's usher what? Afil b'di'evet. And after 12 months? Vayayin Esach? It's mutar l'gamri. So that's a very strong difference, contrast. It went from being usher afil b'di'evet to what? To being mutar l'chatchila. So what's the advantage of such a contrast? He says, the advantage of such a contrast is, therefore, we're not going to make a gezeira. Just like we have gezeira eidu ben yomo, atu ben yomo. You can have a gezeira of before 12 months, after 12 months, atu before 12 months. Right? But we don't. In other words, when it comes to eidu ben yomo, atu ben yomo, we say, if you do it within the day, it's usur. When you do it after the day, you're not allowed to do it. But you do it after 12 for 24 hours, you can do it. Right? But, so why do we have that gezeira by Ben Yomo, and we don't have the gezeira that it's also after 12 months? Because you might come to do it before 12 months. See, he says, you know why? Because it's like this. Before 12 months, before the day is over, before a day, what's the halacha? It's also to do, but it's mutter, but the evet. After a day, it's mutter, it's after a day, it's what? Okay, again, before a day, it's usher. It's usher, right? And after a day, you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to use it, right? But it's what? It's mutter b'di'evet. After a day. And before a day, you're not allowed to use it at usher. But by Yud Beis Chodesh, so the same thing. By Yud Beis Chodesh, we should be gozer. He wants to say like this: by yayin, you only make a gzeira when the lines are fuzzy, so then you could make a mistake. So by what? By yayin, after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be say mutar lagamre, because the time we said goes away. There's nothing. And aren't we afraid if you're going to do it after Yud Beis Chodesh, you'll do it toch Yud Beis Chodesh? Because toch Yud Beis Chodesh, it's aser wat afilu b'di'evet. So it's very clear. The contrast is very clear. Before Yud Beis Chodesh, if you would use a keli that's with Yayin Nesach, it's going to be aser afilu b'di'evet. After Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be what? Mutar l'chatchila. So Mimela, that's going to be a very strong contrast.
It's too big of a gap.
You're going to go from mutar Asar afil b'di'evet to mutar l'chatchila. That before, within the Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be Asar afil b'di'evet, because there's no din of Dosei Tam of Gan Bayayin Nesach, which is a mashu. And after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be what? Mutar even l'chatchila. So then we're not going to make a gzeira to Asar after Yud Beis Chodesh. Because after Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Tam anymore. I want to make a gzeira. But we're not going to make a gzeira when there's no time. You might make a mistake. You won't make a mistake. Because the contrast within Yud Beis Chodesh by Yayin Nesach to after Yud Beis Chodesh by Yayin Nesach is a very strong contrast. And really, since it's a very strong contrast, so then what? You're not going to make a mistake.
He's making up his own era, that maybe Chazal are going
to do
this.
Well, he's explaining why Chazal aren't going to do this.
We don't know.
But he's saying that because it says it's mutter, and the Gemara never says that we're gozer. So he's assuming we're not gozer. So why aren't we gozer? So he says the svara, because he says the contrast is too big. Well, he only goes there when the contrast is fuzzy. Say, for example, like this. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Right? L'hochi sharin and af l'chadchila. U'minkra mil satuva b'in toch yud beis chodesh l'merachi yud b'chodesh. Kol isle. V'leg l'migzor ha'atu ha. Aval b'shar yisurim d'chol she'ena bas yoma shari b'dievet. V'imachi yud beis chodesh atamatiro. Oh, so he says like this. But, in other words, he wants to say like this, that maybe this din of Yud Beis Chodesh is only by Yayin. Because Yayin, before Yud Beis Chodesh, is also even Lat. But after Yud Beis Chodesh is Mutar L'chadchila. So you're not going to make a contrast. So then, after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Mutar. But what about, say, Stam Treif things? So L'chora, after Yud Beis Chodesh, also should be no Tam anymore. But he says, then we're not going to be Mekel. Why? Because before Yud Beis Chodesh, what's the din? There's a din of no Tam. It's, what's the din if you cook before Yud Beis Chodesh in the pot? It's already 7 months. You know, it's already a long time. So it's, the food's going to be Mutter, but you're not allowed to do that L'chadchila. Right? Because of the Gzeirah to Ben Yom. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, you want to say what? It's going to be Mutter L'chadchila, but the food beforehand was also Mutter. It's only also B'dievet. So when it comes to Treif, the demarcation point before Yud Beis Chodesh and after Yud Beis Chodesh is not clear. But, hello? Yes?
Who is this?
So it's like this, that by Yayin Nesach it goes from Asur Afilu B'dievet to Mutar L'chadchila before the year and after the year. So it's a big contrast. So we're not going to be gozer. But by a treif food, before the year's over, what's the halacha? The food is mutter b'diavad. And after, what should it be? It should be mutter even l'chatchila. But that's too much of, it's not such a strong contrast. So therefore, just like with gozer eid ben yom atu ben yomo, will be gozer after a year atu tof a year. But by yai nesek, we're not going to be gozer, because within a year, it's also afilu b'diavad. After the year, it's going to be what? Mutter l'chatchila. So it's a strong contrast. So whenever there's a strong contrast, you're not going to make a mistake. There's no gzera. So he says that the reason why we don't find this halacha of 12 months by Trefa Kalim is because Trefa Kalim will be gzera of, just like Eino Benyom Atu Benyom, it will be gzera after the year, Atu Toch the year. But by Yai Nesek, you don't have that gzera. Because Toch the year, it's going to be Osir Afilu Mat, Afilu B'dievet before the year, so after the year, it's Mutul Chakila, and you're not going to make a mistake, because it's a very big contrast.
The Zidra of B'dievet, Ashman Yerimai, would seem to make a lot more sense, because that's, Ashman Yerimai is Asur B'dievet, so Chazal Ragozer, that you might do something which is going to, you might come to do something which is actually going to be a problem with the other. But he's making it, clear that you face chayidish is mutter b'diavad as lechatzila. So we're going to ask you even after you face chayidish, because you might come to do it, teichu face chayidish lechatzila. Meaning it's not just, what's the whole concern? B'diavad is good anyway.
In other words, we're not, he's saying by after you face chayidish, we're not afraid. The contrast between, by Yai Nesef, the contrast
By Shari Surim,
we're afraid. Right, we're afraid that if you were to give Mata Lechatchila after Yud Beis Kodesh, Lechatchila. Right.
So that's a very short.
Right. You're saying a good svara. But he's saying, why don't we find it? You only find it by Yai Nesef because of this reason. That Petach. That's what he's saying. Oh, so then he says like this, an unbelievable thing. He says like this. So now,
by Pesach,
what's it then by Pesach?
Well, because the Ramah holds.
The Ramah holds that Pesach, even though it's not Sintam Legram, is also, it's like Yai Nesach. So he says, the Ramah has a Chumrah, but that Chumrah is going to bring a Kula. Because since Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, it's what? It's Aser, even B'dievet. So after Yud Beis Chodesh, when there's no time, it'll be Mutal Lechatchila, it'll be a strong contrast. Whereas the Mechaber holds that Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, no Sein Tam of Gam, is going to be Mutter. So afterward, Mutter B'dievet. And afterwards, we want to make it Mutter L'chatchila. So then, that'll be what?
Not
enough of a contrast, so you have to be Gozer. So he says, the Ashkenazim, who are Machmer by no Sein Tam of Gam, that what? Ashkenazim are machmer by no Sintam of Gam. Then what? So they could be makel after a year by Pesach de Kekel. Because it's like Yai Nesach. Because we have the big contrast between. Because Bitoch Yud Beis Chodesh, it's going to be Mutter, it's going to be Osir Afil B'dievet. After Yud Beis Chodesh, it'll be Mutul Lechatchila, and you're not going to be Gozer. But according to the Sfardim, that a Mekel would talk Yud Beis Chodesh, so B'dievet is okay. And afterwards, you want to say it's Mutul Lechatchila, so either way, it's Mutter, one is Lechatchila, one is B'dievet, then you can make a mistake, so they have the Gezerah. But by Trey Food, everyone agrees that it's Mutter B'dievet. So then, If it's mutter b'dievet before Yud Beis Chodesh, then after Yud Beis Chodesh mutter l'chatchila, then you have the gzera. So really, the Chacham Tzvi only gave his heter. Everyone says, oh, the Chacham Tzvi holds, you can wait 12 months. He only said it by Chometz B'Pesach, according to the Ashkenazim. Because according to the other Yisurim, they'll have a gzera. But so he says, so that's what he says on page 32. But he says that it's mutter. But he says that certainly if you did it already, even the in other words, according to the Ashkenazim, maybe even be mutter lechatchila, but he says certainly b'di'evit. Tav lechatchila omani li b'vatev vashel. In other words, he's saying really according to the Ashkenazim should be mutter even lechatchila because you shouldn't have. But he's okay. I'm not going to be mutter there, but certainly b'di'evit. Certainly b'di'evit, it's going to be mutter after Yud Beis Chodesh. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, he says really there's no time by anything. By anything, there's no time. So, Mela certainly mutter. Chundachi b'seir is like a time clock. That's his yisod. So, Lemaisa, his yisod was, what was the original case? The original case was that someone cooked in a chametz tikka pan and Pesach that wasn't used for 2 years. And the Talmidim wanted to answer it because according to Ashkenazim, it's no sintam lufgam, and no sintam lufgam is aser betocha Pesach. That's the Ramah Shita. L'chacham Tzvi's yisod is that after a year, it's no longer no sintam lufgam. It's not even lufgam. It goes from lufgam to being a nothing. Now, could you do like l'chatchila to do that? So he thinks by Yai Neset, yes, and by Chomi, but Pesach according to the Ramah, yes, because there's a big contrast. But he says he's not going to be matil anything lechatchila, at least by Pesach. But leading by the Yeved, if you did it already, you don't have to throw out the food even according to the Ramah, even according to the Ashkenaz. That's his Yisod. So some people use it, like Rav Moshe quotes this Shuva, others quote this Shuva as a sniff. That if you have a set of china, if you assume like Rav Abadi that it's glazed, not balea, is not a problem. But even if you don't assume like Rav Abadi, that they want to say that maybe we can use this as a sniff to be makel, say if it's a mokum hefzed or something like that, that this could be another svara. Even though lemaisa he never said it l'chatchila. To use it, he only said v'di'evit, but the svara is still a svara. That after Yud Beis Chodesh, it's a nothing. And if you take a look in the Tshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, on page 34. Where the arrow is. Kamazel libi nokfi bi betruvas harashpa because of the sagi yishon el kri yai. So he says the Rashpa feels that the whole idea doesn't. In other words, he disagrees with this whole Chacham Tzvi. Maybe by other things, if it's not yayin, then the tam stays. It's only yayin that the lachluchus of the yayin gets dried up so much after a year, then it's not. But on other food items, maybe it's still shaykh. So maybe, in other words, the whole concept of the Chacham Tzvi is to compare that Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Daled to other food items. So the Rashba says, no, maybe it's only din in yayin. And then the Chacham Tzvi extends it beyond yayin. The question is, that could maybe only be b'dieved. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do that because of the gzeira. Where doesn't the gzeira apply? Only in the two cases where there's a strong contrast, and that's by what? Chametz b'Pesach according to the Ramah, when those are talmud gadolotu, and yayin nesach according to all. But one could maybe argue, based on this Shuvas Rashba that he's saying, that the whole Yisod is not true in Metzias. Maybe there's no, that there is a Tam Pogum even after Yud Beis Chodesh. So, but the Chacham Tzvi is quoted, you know, as a sniff to be Mekel. If you take a look just in the next paragraph on page 34 of Hinei, he says, "Hinei l'chor yesh tzad l'hokal api mashakosav aminchas Yaakov." Perhaps in Meruba, yesh l'hatir b'chli cheres l'shtamash bo achar meis l'eis. Then maybe if it's a hefsed meruba, you have a lot of kalim, maybe you could be matir after 24 hours. If it's a hefsed meruba.
For what? For Jafar Oli Surim?
By Oli Surim, right? Tavi Kedir Kevichu hefsed meruba. Because it's a hefsed meruba, but you can't kasher it, so maybe after. So maybe he's saying even after 24 hours.
By yayin.
You know, by treif. By kli cheres. In other words, normally after 24 hours you have to kasher. Hussein ben yom atu ben yom. But what about something that you can't kasher? Like a kli cheres. So he says maybe a kli cheres we could be mekel on. But then he doesn't like that. Omnon nirug de gamze eno de hinei mal bach sham hotzi dvar of the chorah de veharan sosim adodi. So that's a question, but that's another spark.
Okay, first of all, we only said that the Isser is on the Gadra. So we said that by any, whenever you, we only go to by the actual cooking, but if someone did it, he's still allowed to eat it for Chatchil.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
so what is he trying to be machadish here?
So the chatchila, you could use it. That in other words, he's trying to machadish at the kli cheres, if it's a hefsed meruba and it came treif, he can wait 24 hours and then use it.
But everybody holds that.
No.
If you violated eino ben yomo oto ben yomo.
But you're not allowed to violate eino ben yomo oto ben yomo.
I understand. But
he's saying you could use it lechatchila.
You can chatchil cook in that pot.
Yes, that's the finish.
Okay. Well, one other thing, but the yayin is always a case of hot yayin, right?
Yeah, or.
I mean,
or if it was maybe kovash or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Now, there's a famous Rush on page 12. אבל אין בן היום מותר להגיד לו אפילו אין במים שישים לבטל את הכלי. אבל בי שטעם הפוג ונפל מן חוזר ונבלו בסוף, אבל קודם הגול, אין בו חשש, אבל אין... Right, so what if you have a kli that's strafe and now you want a kasher but you don't have shishim in the water and zayna ben yomo? So we said the Ran says that what it's chilosa b'liosa lefgam is mutter. But he's giving a different reason. In other words, the question is, what are you accomplishing? You have a kli that's pogum, ein ben yomo, and then you're kashering it. So the tam comes out into the water, but goes back in. If there was shishim in the water, so then I understand, it would be batal. So, but if it's, so we just make it ein ben yomo. So the Ran says it's mutter because when it comes out, it goes back in, lefgam. But... but he's saying a different reason than that it's no sin tam bar no sin tam. We'll see the idea of no sin tam bar no sin tam, which means that something comes out, goes in, it's already a tam sheni. And the tam sheni is more calm. And furthermore, in Yorg Dola Eina Bas Yoma, Eina Tzorch Lachshir Mitam Shepirashti, Vloga Tzvigo Lahagyo Bechlish Eina Yoma Atu Bas Yoma, Vachim, Kiechna Tzvigo Vasha Bechlish Eina Ben Yoma Atu Bechli Ben Yoma, Hosem Roy Vigzor Shei Mivasha Bechli Ben Yoma, Hatav Shei Osem Ben Atora. Vachim, Im Yachzo Mivasha Ma'ad Ben Hanifla, Dover Mu'atu, Venosin Tam, Venosin Tam. He says, when you kasher kli, so normally we make sure everything is eina ben yomo. But the question is, why don't we ask, when you kasher kli, right? So you use a pate eina ben yomo, right? But why don't we make a gzeira that you shouldn't kasher in a pot that's eina ben yomo because you'll come to kasher in a pot that's ben yomo. So why don't we make a gzeira? So he says, because what's the worst case scenario? If you're eating in a pot that's ein ben yomo, that's okay. I mean, look, it's not mutter, but and when we're afraid that you come to eat in a pot that's ben yomo, and that pot ben yomo is going to acid the you have a treif pot, so you're going to come to when it's ben yomo, it's going to acid the food you're eating with. But when you're kashering, so even if you use ben yomo. What's going to happen when you say you would make a mistake and you kasher in a kli that's ben yom? Right. So what's going to happen? How much is it really? The stuff is going to come out and go back in, but it's only going to go back in a little bit. And it's a not bar not anyway, because it comes in the water. Even if it's not batel, it's only going to come in proportionately back into the thing. So it's only a little bit. And that little bit, so what is it going to do? It's probably going to be bottled the next time you use the thing. Rav Shechter likes to claim that the pshat in this rush is that that they only made the Gzeirinu Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo when it's a Kli that's Yumavashel Bo. But if it's not a Kli, he doesn't use those words. I mean, he's saying that in a way. He's just saying, when it's a Kli Yumavashel Bo, then there could be a Chashash that you're going to trafe off the next food. But if it's not a Kli Yumavashel Bo, then not. Because he's saying, if it's not Mavashel Bo, food, and the next thing, it's only Machshirit, so things will come out, but it'll go back in, but in a very small amount. And we don't worry about that. And that's another thing, that when you come to Machshir Kli, you're not going to... So Rav David Feinstein here on page 19, Rav Moshe quotes, by a dishwasher, he thought that maybe after... that you can kasher a dishwasher even after 24 hours. Now, Rav Moshe has his famous tshuvas that you should wait at least a year if you have a porcelain dishwasher. Because Rav Moshe says, wait a year and run it 3 cycles. Page 18. He says, Masha ani mora lemaisa, the bottom, page 18, right corner. Masha ani mora lemaisa bechad shakona bayis minochri. Somebody bought a house from a goy and he has a non-kosher dishwasher. Yem sham mechon l'adich kelim shalom yushtam shubo at sheyavru yid bayis chodesh. You have to wait 12 months because he wants to be choshesh like for the Chacham Tzvi. So after 12 months, and then he says you should do Haggadah 3 times. This is a famous Yerushalmi, hopefully we'll see it inside one day, that Yerushalmi says that by a Drabbanon, by Kli Cheres, if you do Haggadah B'Gimel Pa'amim, it's mutter. The famous case of Yerushalmi is you had Bishul Akum. You had, there's a whole machlokis whether if you cook Bishul Akum in a thing, a guy cooked, does it ask the kelim or not. But if you assume it does, Yerushalmi says it's only a din derabbanan, so even if the kli cheres, you could do 3 hagolas gimel pamim. So Rav Moshe's thing is, so wait a year and do hagolas gimel pamim. And then, so if you have a dishwasher with your choshish, maybe kli cheres, because it's porcelain or something like that, so you can wait a year and run it 3 times. But he says, Rav David said, why do you have to wait a year? Wait a day. Wait a day. Because what was the Rosh's thing? That after a year, after a day, he says, well, the way Rav Shechter understood the Rosh, that it's you don't say it by when you machshe kelim, so you're not gozerein ben yomo atu ben yomo, because it's not a klisha mevashlim bo, so you're not going to have a takala. So the same thing over here. So wait a day. And then it'll be okay. And there's no gzeira, because a dishwasher, you don't cook in a dishwasher. You don't cook in a dishwasher. So if you say the ben yomo, it should be good enough. Just like when you machshe kelim in a cliche to ben yomo, you not gozer a cliche in a ben yomo. In Russia, because there's no big chashash takol, it'll all be not by not and something like that. It's only by cliche, and the Rav Shechter explained, it's only a cliche mevashlim bo, and we goes there. So a dishwasher is not a klisha mavashlim bo, so that it should be mutter. So Moshe didn't accept it. He said no. He said only over there by hechsher kelim we're not goes there, because we're not going to make a mistake. Like he said, by hechsher kelim is not for your own hanah, but here if it's for your own hanah, maybe all goes there. So he didn't accept it. But Lameisa Rav David told me that he feels that in Machum Tzorach that people don't have to wait the full year. If you have some person, the guy, you know, somebody's going into a new apartment, and he, so I tell people that they could be mako. They could run it three times, wait a day and run it three times.
Why are they made
of
plastic?
Yeah, so now it could be that there's not even less of an issue. Years ago, one of my first conversations I once had with Rabbi Bari, before I got friendly with Rabbi Bari, this goes back like 30-some years ago. So I said, I called him up, I said, I heard that he holds you only have to wait a day to cash your dishwasher, not a year. So I asked, is that true? So he said, no, you don't have to wait, you don't even have to wait a day. Because Rabbi Bari holds that it's all pogum, that all the food, and you put it in the, one is the soap, but even without the soap, because the soap, the question people ask about the soap is that the soap is only introduced later into the cycle, so it's not introduced right away. But he says the food itself, when it gets into the water, it becomes disgusting to eat. So he feels that it's all pogum already from day one. And again, and it's only question is how it's, and therefore he holds, there's a famous truva, the Magen Badi, Rav Matluba Badi. He's a different Rav Badi.
Oh.
What?
Shola,
yeah, you know. Yeah, what page is he? It's in his packet. He wrote this tshuva that he was the rabbi in the Syrian community on page 20. Shaul Matlob Abadi. He was the rabbi of the Syrian community on Ocean Parkway, before Rabbi Kassin. And he permitted the community to use a dishwasher for milchiks and fleishiks at the same time, the chatil. And that was the. I remember when I used to be Rav Schachter's assistant in IBC many years ago, and he would give, every week he would give a different topic, Rav Schachter, and then I would do the Chazar Shir. And there was one fellow, his name was Gad Dishi, he was in the Shir, and he was from the Syrian community, and when they were doing that, he told me that in the Syrian community, they allow milk of the fleishiks same time, look at Chila, and he brought in the Sefer, Magen Badi, that was the original tshuva. A different Rav Abadi, Rav Shaul Matlub Abadi, permitted it. To read a thing, Nipsal, Pogum, it's Bottle, all these different things. And Rav Yitzchak Abadi, he also says, so Chathil, I don't tell anyone to do that, but if Lamaisa, they made a mistake, or sometimes a person grows home in a non from household, and the parents will give in, but to a degree. They won't give in totally. So they'll have separate dishes, they'll have separate things, but the dishwasher, they still wanted one dishwasher or something like that. So Rav Moshe permitted even one dishwasher if the milchiks and fleishiks is ahazet, not at the same time. But the Magen Badi permits even if it's at the same time. So in community, but Mokum Tzorach, I would tell them that they could rely on the Magen Badi and etc. But Chatchila, we try, obviously, not that. At best, we would, you know, most people who could afford have two dishwashers, have one fellation of milk. Other people that can't afford two usually use either for the milk cooks or the fellation alone. Usually the fleishiks, so those are the harder ones to clean, and then wash milk by hand. But this heter, that it's all pogum, things like that, well, bottle and pogum, you can read it inside. But these are some of the Rav Dov Feinstein has told me that he thinks that you can realize you don't have to wait the full year. That's, even though his father, you know, said you still have to wait the full year, Rav David permitted even after a day, because he's, like Rav Shecht explained the Rosh, it's only a cliche of Ashlimbo is there a chashash that you're going to cook in it within the year and then you'll bug it. But three, not of Ashlimbo, it's only a question of what's going to come back out, and it's going to be a little bit, and it's going to be whatever, not far not, and things like that. They weren't those yet. Okay, so these are very, very important yisodos. So Lamaisa, Rav Moshe used this Chacham Tzvi as a sniff that if you wait a year, then he'll let you kasha the dishwasher based on the Yerushalmi of doing Hagolah three times.
What are the cliche ramifications of all this?
Yeah, the question is, Rabbi Gedalia Berger said he didn't like to assume that it's just a cliche, because Lamaisa, the heating source is right there, so it gets...
Are there any coolers in cliche that you don't have for the...
Well, we'll learn the subjects of cliche in coming packets. But he didn't think that a dishwasher is a cliche, Rabbi Gedalia Berger. Okay, Bezer Shema Wednesday, Bezer Shema, if we continue, we'll see how to do it.